Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Detmer.
Thank you for having me.
When typically does flu season begin? When does it peak? And when does it wind down?
Well, typically for humans, we see influenza peak in the November, December. That's the first peak. And then it goes down a little bit over January. And then it peaks again over March. So there's usually two peaks. When we look at pigs, there's usually flu all year round, just like humans. But there's a surge in the fall. Usually by October, we start seeing increases in cases as the weather turns cold and the ventilation goes down in barns. And then we tend to see a second peak around the same time as humans in the March area, March, April.
Do we have any numbers yet as to infection rates this fall?
So for pigs, I've been seeing about the same number as usual. These are endemic viruses that are already in herds. And with the weather changes, the increases usually occur. We haven't been seeing what we typically see in the fall with human-to-pig transmission of the pandemic virus because we've actually been seeing a lot less in humans. So far this year for the flu season in the United States, they've only had 429 detections. And in Canada, we've only had 32, with some provinces in the prairies not having any influenza being detected, even though they're testing more than normal.
When typically do we see people getting vaccinated, and typically what percentage of the population opts to get the flu shot?
So it varies from year to year because sometimes the vaccines, they're typically made using embryonated chicken eggs. And so those vaccines can take longer depending on the strains or when they make the decisions in February for what's going to be in the vaccine. This year, it was a little slow. Typically, we have the vaccine in pharmacies and at clinics by early September to mid-September. This year, it was by mid-October that the vaccine was delivered to most of the locations. So we didn't start vaccinating until mid-October this fall. However, within a month of starting the vaccines, Alberta had already used 63% of their doses, and Saskatchewan, over 50% of their doses were being used. Right now, Manitoba still has 200,000 doses available. They're shooting for about 50%, 40 to 50% of the people being vaccinated, but so far we're looking at 25% or more have been vaccinated. The numbers of vaccines varies by who's reporting, who needs more, but so far the supply has been good.
Do we have any indication as to what the trend will be for this year compared to a typical year? Do we possibly expect to see higher vaccination numbers?
We're hoping for higher than normal. On most years, it's between 20-30%. In a high year, we might get 40% of the population vaccinated in Canada. We're shooting for a little bit higher than that because with the COVID situation, we want to make sure that influenza stays low and we don't want our respiratory illnesses to be complicated with both influenza and COVID at the same time. So far, there have not been hospitalizations for influenza because it's been so low right now. But we do want to see a larger portion of the population vaccinated than we would typically see. And so far, we've been moving towards that based on the numbers that have come in.
How does the presence of COVID-19 alter the importance of getting vaccinated for the flu, and what is the significance of that interaction?
Well, so far, activity has been extremely low in the United States and Canada. The thing is that could change very quickly. We have people that are going to be traveling over Christmas, even though it's been recommended that they don't. And anytime you travel, not just COVID is going to, or the SARS virus is going to be moving around. It's also going to be influenza viruses. We've had a lot less international travel. So the air travel is way down this year, especially the international travel. And that has helped keep influenza movements low, and we're hoping that that stays for the rest of this pandemic, so long as we're in crisis mode with all the hospitals filled. So what we'd like to see is that people do take caution, they do get vaccinated before Christmas, and that they don't necessarily travel.
What are we seeing at this point that is significant with relation to COVID-19 and the efforts to contain it?
So because there have been travel restrictions, there have been a number of provinces that have put into place self-quarantine when you re-enter the province or go to a new location. That has really helped keep the spread of the viruses, all the respiratory viruses, down. So those efforts have helped people staying home when they're sick, people having any symptoms staying home has helped.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to make sure that people know that vaccines are still available and they will be available until March. So if you, especially for swine workers, anyone who has contact with pigs, I encourage you to make an appointment. Even if it takes you a couple of weeks to get into your pharmacy or doctor's office to get a vaccine. I've also spoken to a number of people in the last 2 weeks who've been able to get same-day service at a pharmacy because they either went to a more local, smaller pharmacist, or they talked to the pharmacist and the pharmacist told them to come at a certain time that was quieter so that they could do the vaccine. So pharmacies do have it. In Saskatchewan alone, there are 386 pharmacies in 113 communities that are providing vaccine, and they will be available until they run out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.